one person started to do spiritual practice, he feel some changing in the heart, in the mind, and in habits and everything. And how to recognize this is some spiritual things, or this is like from something comes from the mind, this is real, or this is like, I don't know, question like this. This is reality, or this is only my mind.
Is this person you're talking about, he has guru and he's in, he has taking diksha?
He's not from
school.
He's like,
no, I didn't ask that. I said, you're speaking about a person who is doing spiritual activities.
Yes, yes.
So is he initiated by guru? Yes or no?
Not.
No guru. So there's two gurus. First of all, there's two gurus. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadhi Pai Bhakti Lata Bijam. So, by the mercy of... Just this side. Only this side. Okay, up and then pull it out. Out. Yeah. Ah, yeah, that's good. Yeah. And fresh air. Oh, so. I said this verse I quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's saying that the living entity, the Jivatma, me, and wandering from universe to universe, country to country, planet to planet, moving, wandering. Haridas! So, this verse says that the living entity is wandering all over the universe, and finally, by the mercy, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija, by the Prasad, Guru Krishna Prasad, by the mercy of Krishna, God, or the Guru, then one receives, Paya receives the Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of devotion. So you may get the seed of Krishna Bhakti from Krishna directly, or from Guru. So if you have received the seed of Bhakti from Krishna, then you will be attracted to and inclined to hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna and read about Krishna and speak about Krishna and offer your food to Krishna and to mix up and to meet with and associate with Krishna devotees and to go to Krishna festivals. You'll be very interested in everything about Krishna because Krishna has entered your heart in the form of bhakti. So if you don't have Diksha Guru and you are already practicing bhakti, that's very good. To learn more about how to practice more properly, you have to read shastras, read books. And ask questions from devotees. So then you can practice your bhakti properly. How to know this is spiritual and this is pleasing Krishna and this is not spiritual and this is not pleasing Krishna. That is part of being a devotee. So you can learn those things. How to act like a devotee and how to move like a devotee by reading scriptures and by hearing from the spiritual teachers. When Krishna is very pleased with you, very happy with you, then he will arrange for you to meet your guru. And then he will give you diksha. Because without guru, and without having the mercy and blessings and initiation by guru, diksha of guru, you cannot attain prema. And you cannot attain Krishna. Because when you read the scriptures and read the books about Krishna, in those books it will say, you must have guru. You must take initiation. And if you don't have guru, and you don't have initiation, then that becomes aparad, becomes an offense to the holy name. Because the holy name, maybe you have no guru, but you're chanting Hare Krishna on mala, beads, and kirtan, or guitar, or kartal, mridanga, whatever. You're doing Hare Krishna kirtan, Hare Krishna japa, but you're not making any progress because it's not under the sanction. You're making progress, but very slow. And ultimately, you'll be making offenses, because when you chant the holy name, to get the effect of chanting the holy name, you have to chant with knowledge. You have to chant with understanding of the proper and correct way to chant. So the correct way and proper way to chant is without offenses. You can chant Om, you can chant Narayan, whatever. There are many names of God.
And also can be aparadhi in chanting others' name, not only in Hare Krishna mantra.
No, there are many. It's not aparad. The 10 aparads, they're just saying. So the 2 aparads I'm saying you're making here. One aparad is to disregard guru. That's number 3, guru avagya, to disregard or to not follow the guru. And the other offense is number 4. Is called Shastra Ninda, to offend the Shastras. So in the holy sacred books, Upanishads and Gita, Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, and Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Puranas, the ancient Vedic Indian books of spiritual knowledge, they are saying you must have guru. So the scriptures are saying take diksha. So if you're not taking diksha, then you're offending the scriptures and you're offending the guru principle. So then the chanting of your holy name will give benefit, it will help you, but the effect and benefits will come very, very slowly if you have no guru, because you're making offenses because of ignorance. So when one receives guru and takes diksha, then the first thing that happens, that gradually happens, is that ignorance is removed. And you learn the proper knowledge and the proper way of acting in a purely spiritual way. Following the guru, following the teachings and order of the guru, and you're reading and following the order of the spiritual books, then you're not offensive. Then your life will be successful. And you'll know that you're doing the right thing. Doing the right thing or doing the spiritual thing or spiritual behavior or conduct means to follow the guru and follow the shastras, scriptures. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's not a secret. It's easy. The book is saying like this, and the guru is saying like this, and I do this, then I'm good. I'm spiritual. My actions are authorized. My actions are authorized, and they're correct, and they're pleasing to Krishna. if I am following Guru and scripture.
Yes, yes.